Now, if we go into the internet, we go into the internet and we, I put in there sixpackgold.cjb.net. Let's see what happens. So we now have, at the top there it says sixpackgold.cjb.net. So it looks as if it looks as if people are on sixpackgold.cjb.net. And look, you have an entire sales letter with a payment button at the end and all of that, and you make 75% of whatever sales are made from this page. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
What Graham John did is he did what I just showed you 3,000 times. Over the course of like 6 months, 3 to 6 months, he did that 3,000 times. And for each time, he created a little article, a little video, posted a thing on some, well, he used basically those different tools that I mentioned to you. And each time, essentially, if you drive, let's say, 100 visitors to one of these sites a day, 100 visitors, you should be making about, well, at least $100, $60 to $100, maybe a bit more. This is just through affiliate marketing, just like that. Now, you know, here's the thing. Now he gets more than, he gets about 200 or 300 visitors now a day. So he's making a little bit more than that. But he started out, zero money, and just with understanding how to redirect an affiliate link, how to go to clickbank.com, sign up as an affiliate for free, and then go into the marketplace and create a hop link. Does everybody follow the whole how to create a hop link?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because after the lunch break, I'm going to ask you to do that yourselves. And then we're going to continue also with some more traffic generation strategies.
Is this his website, or is it?
This is not his website. This is the website I found on ClickBank. Does everybody understand that this is the website on ClickBank?
He's marketing
that website, exactly. It's not his website. It's a website he has affiliated himself to. But now, thanks to sixpackgold.cjb.net, it looks as if this is his website.
Mm.
It's just more compelling. If simple people come across this link, they're more likely to click on it rather than an affiliate link like inspire10.mikegeary1.hub.clickbank.net. it looks obviously like an affiliate link. This looks as if this is this guy's website. So,
he's not worried about capturing their details and stuff.
Great comments there, because that was what I was going to say. So this is great from the point of view that he hasn't had to spend any money on a web designer, and yet he has access to 10,000 top quality sales pages from clickbank.com, where he makes 50% to 75% of the sale. So that is cool. But because he doesn't have a website or an opt-in page, he's driving traffic straight to those sites. So out of 100 people that he drives to those sites, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 of them, maybe 5 of them, are making money for him. But there's like 95, 98% of the people that he's driving to these sites that he's losing forever. So I've said to him, why don't you drive traffic to an opt-in page and then have them go to one of those links? Because this is where you're building your mailing list in all of that. And building your mailing list is much, much more valuable than just having sources of traffic. When you've built a mailing list, you control the traffic. You have so much power, because you can today promote a seminar. Tomorrow you can promote somebody else's seminar. Tomorrow, the day after that, you can do a joint venture with somebody and build your list even further. A month later, you can promote your new product. It's like it's like a pension fund in a sense. It's like it's almost like guaranteed money, time and time and time again. So yes, this way he hasn't built any mailing list, but he can use these traffic generation tactics to drive traffic now to an opt-in page and start building his list. In fact, he has started doing it. He has just created his first product. I'll have to go. I don't remember what the site is right now, but he sells for $97. $97, a series of MP3s about each one of these things. In fact, these bullet points there are the